Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Do you agree with Bill Barnwell? He ranked the 11-0-2 teams. Who do you think he has as the best 0-2 team?
Texans.
Because Bill Barnwell can't keep the Texans' name out of his mouth.
Bill Barnwell says, okay, 0-2 start. Okay, so they had to play the Chiefs and the Ravens.
Who are the 0-2 teams? I'll tell you who mine.
11 of them.
Oh, there's 11 0-2 teams.
11.
Wow. Who are they?
Well, the worst of them is the Jets.
They're better than the Jets. They're better than the Eagles. They're better than the...
Oh, no. The worst of them is... Yeah, the Jets are the worst of them. Jets are the worst of them. The Broncos are second worst. If, without Drew Locke, they're going to be bad. Right?
I guess. I mean, they were competitive last week.
They were competitive. But
they also lost Cortland Sutton, by the way.
Yeah. You think you...
No, not with Drew Locke.
You believe in Jeff Driscoll this week?
Miller, no. Miller, Locke, and Cortland Sutton out? No, that's losing a lot, yeah.
Miami, he has, is the third worst. Okay. Cincinnati is the fourth worst.
Okay.
Detroit.
Okay.
Carolina.
I might put Carolina lower, but okay.
The Giants.
Maybe the Giants lower.
I might put Detroit lower, but okay. I mean.
Detroit had Chicago beat.
Yeah, and so did the Giants.
They came back and took a lead against Green Bay, but then they got their asses kicked after that.
Yeah. The Vikings are the fourth best 0-2 team.
Vikings, fourth best, okay.
Atlanta is the third best. Okay. I would put Atlanta as the best.
Okay, and then who's second best?
Philadelphia.
No. Philadelphia goes back. Texans and Atlanta are the two best.
I think Atlanta's the best. The Texans are second best.
Yeah, probably so. Atlanta's at least showed more. Like, the Texans haven't showed anything offensively yet.
Ah, the Vikings. Boy, now it's turned into the Giants, the Vikings, the Panthers. I think the Panthers might be the third best. Now, they lost McCaffrey. McCaffrey's out, 2-6? So that's a big loss.
Yeah, it's a major loss.
That's a major deal. But I think the Bengals have played pretty well. I might put the Bengals as the fourth or fifth best team. But a team. When the Dolphins have played meh.
They've been okay. I mean, they were in range against two teams people think are going to be okay. So, I mean the Patriots game is the most annoying one. Actually, I can't say that. Josh Allen continuing to eat their lunch is the most annoying thing I've ever seen. The fact that he cannot be stopped against them his career.
I love that.
It doesn't hurt me so much because it's whatever. But the fact that the Dolphins are like, we're just going to play man because we don't think he's accurate. And he's like, okay. Boop, 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 boop. Every time. It didn't matter.
He's not accurate, though. But he hit the passes, though. What, he had four touchdowns?
Yeah, and then he threw the... In fact, the Dolphins like, you know what? We're just going to sneak a little zone in on Josh. We're going to have a safety play deep because the Bills were running consistently over routes to run away from man coverage. The Dolphins are like, all right, you're going to run that over route. We're going to play safety right there. They adjusted. Instead of going over, they went post, and the safety was out of position. Josh Allen was like, I was like, you son of a bitch. I was like, really?
Lob.
Yeah. And in the play before, he should have thrown
should
a pick.
Should have been an interception.
That might have
both plays before.
Might have given the Dolphins a chance.
They threw it, and luckily, you know, luckily Ryan Fitzpatrick drove down and got that important touchdown at the end.
For you, yeah.
No, for America.
No, for
he
you.
He made the game more of what it should have been, which is inside of 6 points.
Yeah.
That was important because that's how the game was actually played.
If so they've covered twice now.
What?
They've covered twice now, right?
No,
not the first.
Didn't cover the first one.
They were a 7-point dog, I think, against the Pats.
Cover against the Pats. Oh. Texans are 0-2 against the number. Is this a week they break out and cover?
No.
You don't think so?
Nope.
I'm starting to, I don't know, just for some reason, I just have a feeling on it. I don't really have a...
No, I think they start 0-3.
I'm like trying to X and O my way into... It just fit, you know, Bill O'Brien, it just feels like they'll get one because he lucks out into this kind of stuff.
No, I think they start 0-3 and then they go on a run.
I think they start 2-2 maybe.
No. Maybe 3-2 because they got the Jags after that.
Yeah. Maybe 0-5. I don't think. I don't think you can lose the Vikings.
I think they start 2-3. I think they lose this week and then win the next two.
You can live with 2-3.
You can live with 2-3. Especially
but when you face those three,
yeah,
you can live with 2-3.
Kevin wants to talk about his Rockets. Let's get him in here. Hey, Kevin.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
What do you say?
I just wanted to go back and talk about the Rockets being old. And is it just me, or does it seem like whenever I watch the games, a lot of the good players that are on different teams have at some point come through the Rockets organization, and for some reason, Daryl just doesn't seem to keep them or doesn't want to pay them anything. You know, you look at the guards in this year's in the bubble. You know, when you got Lowry and Gorin, you know, those guys came through the Rockets when they were young. Yep. And for some reason, we just didn't want to pay them. And the same look at Montrez now. And I'm not sure which one of the Morris brothers was in the playoffs, but we've had a lot of guys that come through here and blossoming on other teams now. And for some reason, We just don't seem to keep them. We just keep looking for the new shiny toy, and it just doesn't ever work out like that.
Yeah, I've noticed it. I mean, Marcus Morris, you had with the Markieff is with the Lakers. Marcus is with the Clippers. Montrez, you know, he does a lot. He does a lot over there. He'd really help. I know you had Pat Bev. That was just part of, you know, it is what it is. But Goran Dragic, they didn't want to give the extra year to. He wanted one more year, and Daryl didn't want to give it to him. I think that they let him go in and they signed Jeremy Lin. That was a huge mistake. It was just a huge mistake. Kyle Lowry, the problem with Kyle Lowry is he got hurt. He came back, and James was kind of had taken over, if I remember correctly. James was on that team. Kyle Lowry just had to go at that point. He was very disgruntled, and he even talked about he didn't buy into analytics at all. He talked about how he bought into it. There was an article where he said, I have bought in more now. I should have been more open to it. But he even admitted he was just really surly. He was really surly behind the scenes with the Rockets, so they felt like they had to move him. But Daryl recognized his talent. I mean, he got rid of Rafer for Kyle. He got rid of, or I don't remember how he got Dragic in, but Dragic was a good player. He recognized the talents of Dragic. He drafted Montrezl Harrell and recognized Montrezl Harrell was a great finisher around the basket. I mean, Daryl has, it's not like Daryl hasn't recognized talent. Marcus Morris is okay. He missed clearly on, you know, the big miss is not drafting Kawhi Leonard. I think Daryl recognizes talent and typically has done a pretty good job relative to other general managers of figuring out how to get talent. Clint Capella was a great example of that. He's had some guys who are supposed to be pretty good players who've stayed overseas. So Daryl has some guys who can play. I mean, Daryl has found guys who can play. That's why I don't understand why he's become so averse to drafting and keeping his own. We already know if Daryl drafts you, you got 2 years. For the most part, you got 2 years. And then that's pretty much it. And that's his history. I'm not telling you anything that history doesn't say. History tells you that Daryl doesn't keep you more than 2 years, other than Clint Capella, he grew his own. For the most part, though, you don't last more than 2 years. You are commodities to be flipped and altered and changed. at some point, I would love to see Daryl just drop the anchor and say, all right, let's build. Let me build and just flip some pieces around my core five and, you know, maybe alter some things here and there. At some point, don't you have to drop anchor and build who you're going to be? Like Sashi, is this an analytics thing where analytics guys just, they just can't fall in love with anybody? Look at Sashi Brown. He kept dealing and dealing and dealing. He couldn't drop anchor and build a team. And all the analytics people in Cleveland, the fans and everyone else around the nation who feels like they're on a team, the analytics team, so they have to back everything. Sashi's the one who did. Sashi didn't do nothing but collect picks. He's a hoarder. At some point, drop your anchor and go build your franchise. You have to do it at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to grow your own and say, this is our core, and then work around that and extend your championship run.
Daryl believes in stars.
Yeah. That's now, it. He did get a big core guy in James. No, yeah. There's no question.
And Chris Paul and a Dwight Howard.
Yeah, but those are
and
transient.
And a Tracy McGrady.
Those are transient.
And he collects stars.
He had Tracy. He walked into Tracy. Tracy was already there.
Oh, that's right.
But the other guys are transient. Dwight didn't last forever.
Well, he didn't last forever.
They're the transient players.
Well, Chris Paul would still be here if it wasn't for James.
Yeah.
Chris Paul would still be here.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't have done that deal. He was forced to. He was. And in fairness to Daryl, he had to get rid of
him. Yeah, I get that. I get that. And I feel like he had to get rid of, you know, at
Dwight.
The time he had to get rid of also Kyle Lowry. But my question is this.
Goran Dragic, did he have to get rid of him?
When did they grow their own?
Did he have to get rid of Troy Daniels? Did he have to get rid of...
He got rid of
Daniel House and brought him back. No, Troy... But these are pieces. Did he have to get rid of Montrezl? Did he have to get rid of... I mean...
To get Chris Paul?
Yeah, because he covets stars.
Yeah, but Chris Paul
was... He covets stars.
But that was the right move.
Yeah.
Chris Paul was the right move.
Right.
You can't say Daryl... Daryl made the right move on that.
Yep.
I mean... You can make up for Montrez. You can make up for Pat Beverly, but at some point you got to say these are our four, these are our five, and
well,
enroll
he's
with
got
it.
That. He and has he been rolling.
At one point, with Capella.
Well, it wasn't for Chris. Now he's got Russ and he's got Eric Gordon. He's got James and guess what? He's rolling with him. That's it.
And PJ.
I guess.
I mean, but that ain't it though.
Well, that's it. No, guess what?
But that ain't it though.
914 ESPN 97.5.
Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. We can continue to talk Rockets if you want. That's amazing how long they've been out and we're still talking about this... This team, the construct of this team, just amazing. And there's all kinds of other stuff to talk about as well. How about our Astros? Just four games left in the season, heading to the playoffs, maybe taking on the Twins in the first round.
I'm just holding out hope that all of a sudden some magic switch flips and they
wouldn't
hit.
Wouldn't it be something if they start hitting?
It'd be like, what? We got to start paying attention. You know, what's going on now? What's happening?
If they
just magically started hitting, like, wow, they are red hot right now. Probably have buses.
In Minnesota at Target Field.
They got buses in Minnesota. They got trash cans. Of course, they did have trash cans and.
They did.
Set like records.
But this doesn't mean anything. If you notice, their hitting hasn't fallen off at all since 2017.
It didn't. In 19, it was good. In 18, it was good. 17, 18, 19.
No, not so much.
When they got Dusty Baker, they jinxed it. Bring back AJ.
It's Dusty. Who was their hitting coach again? I forget.
Carol Rockweiler, I think.
No, that's not a name. You just made that up. They're hitting coach
Serge Gainsbourg
that no one knew. They got to get him back.
RZA? Yeah. Was it RZA?
As opposed to the hitting coach or...
That no one knows now.
Or the... Don't they have two hitting coaches and one of them got in trouble for talking about some dude's mom?
That was bench coach.
Was he the bench coach? I thought he was the hitting coach too.
No, he's the bench coach. He came after little dude that used to be an Astro.
From the A's. Was it from the A's?
Laureano.
Alex Cintron.
It was Joe.
Alex Cintron is the hitting coach?
Yeah.
Get rid of him and bring back the guy nobody knows.
He was the hitting coach, and he's the one who
Joe Espada is the one
Laureano
who got in trouble.
They have two hitting coaches.
Joe Espada got in trouble. They have Troy Snitker.
Snitker is there? Well, no wonder they can't hit.
Major League Baseball suspended the Houston Astros hitting coach, Alex Cintron, for a third of the season.
Oh, that's right. It was Cintron. Yeah,
they have two hitting coaches, Snitker and Cintron.
They have two hitting coaches, and they suck this bad at hitting?
Well, Cintron is,
What the?
Stromer.
Stromer needs to take over the hitting.
Do you know who the second pitching coach is? Do you know who it is?
No.
Nobody.
Stromy does it all over himself. I mean, you can see Presley and Cy Snead.
I wish Strom would work on Russell Westbrook's three.
I wish.
You have a spin rate probably for basketball with your follow through. I just feel like Strom could get him fixed up a little bit.
Yeah. I wish he'd work on a Deshaun windows.
I wish Stromy would help work with. Okay, we're going to have to get your spin going here with the football. We can tighten up your spiral and make you show you how to throw to different windows here. We're going to change your arm slot. I feel like Strom could help a little bit, like a little bit.
He would do. I'm sure he would help.
There's some mechanics of a pitcher, mechanics of a quarterback. I feel like Strom could sit in there for a day and Deshaun go, you know what's funny? Actually, he gave me a couple things that really helped. I bet Strom could do that. Man. I bet Strom could get Russell Westbrook's like, well... What we're going to have to do here. I bet he could help Russell
put some more spin on his jumper.
I bet you Strom could help Lena Hidalgo and just say, listen, I've been thinking about this. And he could come up with some kind of game plan
for COVID?
Yeah, something like that. I just inherently trust Brent Strom. I'm sorry. What did you expect from Christian Javier this year?
Lena Hidalgo.
What did you expect from Christian Javier? Did you expect and Fromber, did you expect Fromber to come out like this?
Oh, you know what? Fromber, though, the story is he saw a psychiatrist.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Probably at Strom's behest.
Psychologist or psychiatrist?
Probably sports psychologist.
My daughter's a psychologist.
Probably sports psychologist.
Big ups. My daughter might have worked with Fromber and got him straight.
She didn't.
You don't know?
I bet.
You could. Well, I bet you couldn't ask her. She wouldn't be able to tell you.
I've never asked her. Your spin rate. It's all in your head, son. We got to get you to a sports psychologist.
No, it was a sports psychologist that taught him throw strikes. Yeah, idiot, throw strikes.
I don't think the sports psychologist said, "Hey, idiot."
This is simple.
Hey, dummy.
Hey, dumbass.
Throw strikes. I don't think that's
typically
help.
Not the. Yeah.
That's if I was a psychologist. That's what
yeah,
I'd say.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, I don't know if you
sure.
I don't know if people would want
this
you
ain't that hard. It ain't that hard. Throw
hey,
strikes.
Dummy, you see a glove? Throw it there. Yeah. Idiot.
See that guy's glove? Throw it right
you
in there.
You see the guy swinging? Make sure you miss it.
Yeah.
What?
Miss that bat. You see his bat? Don't let it hit that.
Yes.
Miss me with those walks.
Hey, dummy. It's not that hard.
Not that hard.
I feel like you would be in a bad position.
Well, I kind of feel like I'd be a good psychologist.
Remember that time?
I 100% don't feel like that's
like,
true.
Most of the time, like, remember that time you got designated for assignment? Because that's what he does to me all the time.
Remember how you felt then?
Remember how you felt?
You don't want to feel that way again,
so
do
throw
you?
Strikes.
So throw strikes. C-Dub. What's up, C-Dub?
C-Dub, you there?
Hello. Hey, how's it going, everyone?
Good.
Just wanted to chime in on the conversation that y'all were having about Daryl Morey because I think it's a nice conversation to have. No one can knock Daryl Morey. I think he's been one of the most aggressive general managers we've probably ever seen. And he always keeps things interesting each and every year. And I'm excited to see what he can pull off this offseason to keep the Rockets relevant. He's always found a way to do that. And the greatest trade he's probably made, James Harden, bringing him over and spotting his talent. But I think the one knock that we can make against Daryl Morey is kind of like what y'all were already highlighting. He just lacks patience sometimes. I think sometimes he just needs to take the time to see a process through And more relevantly speaking, just this past offseason with trading Chris Paul from Westbrook, Westbrook never complimented James Harden's game, and it's against what the Rockets had planned to do. They wanted to surround James Harden with shooters, and Westbrook is definitely not a shooter. If they would have just waited one more year, I'm sure they could have at least given L.A. more of a challenge in, you know,
they couldn't.
These playoffs.
They couldn't wait, C-Dub.
And so
there was no waiting. There was no waiting. Chris Paul had to go. He and James Harden could not coexist.
James said beat it.
James said he couldn't. It was no more waiting. And, oh, by the way, you were very limited with how much money Chris Paul makes and how much you had to match salaries. You had to have a willing trade partner. I mean, Daryl's hands were tied on that one. So, appreciate it, C-Dub. Chuck is next. Want to talk about the Texans. What do you say, Chuck?
No, man, I want to talk about the Rockets, and I just want to know what kind of free pizzas Lance is getting to keep up Daryl Morey. The previous caller, man, the Rockets are just like the freaking Texans. We have no draft picks. We're struggling with bad salaries. I mean, this is Daryl Morey hell, and Bill O'Brien followed that briefly. I just want to know what y'all think.
Well, are you getting what?
Are you getting free steaks from Tillman to talk so positively about the Rockets, Lance? That's what he's asking.
What did I just say? I just said they're stuck. Like they're the only hole. They only. Apparently, I've never seen Daryl get backed into a hole like this.
Where's your thunder sticks? Right over there.
Did you get some Landry's gift card to talk so positively?
Yeah, I don't. I feel like the Rockets wouldn't be very. I don't feel like the Rockets would be happy with what I've said. Yeah.
Talk about the Rockets.
All that positive stuff I've said about. The Rockets never grow their own, never draft, never sit down, and anchor down.
Is that the
I'm just gonna let you listen. I don't know what honestly I don't know what Chuck's even talking about.
You love the Rockets. How about one time?
I do love the Rockets.
Maybe be a little critical.
I do love the Rockets, but I've been pretty critical this whole show. No. I'm not sure what Chuck was referring to.
Yeah.
I just said. They're stuck.
Maybe he
and they can't get out.
Maybe he couldn't hear your actual words. You had all that Landry steak in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. I don't know.
I gotta start loving the Rockets because that's all I get from the Texans is Papa John's pizzas.
Yeah.
I could get a Mastro's steak out of this.
We've never even been invited to go
to Del Frisco steak
preseason lunch with Daryl. We never even get preseason lunch with Daryl anymore.
I'm off the Texans now. I'm on the Rockets. See if I can't get a steak.
When's the last time you got anything from the Rockets?
I never get anything from the Rockets.
Nor do I.
Daryl should have got me a pizza.
I had the last time I met was after he with lost Daryl it. Was 2014, I think.
That's the last
You're
time.
You're not friends
like
anymore?
Rocket stuff?
Huh.
No, I like Daryl. I mean, I like Daryl personally. I think he's a smart guy, good general manager. I think he unfortunately got down a James Harden rabbit hole. Where guys had to be moved. You got to go. You got to go. You got to go. More money. More money. More money. Fit in. And now, for the first time, Daryl has, if he's a mouse running the maze, he's run into, I think, a dead end in the maze. I don't see how Daryl gets out of the maze now. There's no draft picks. You're limited with money. Your one move that could alter your chessboard is you got to bring your queen out, and that means trading James. And that's the only thing I can see that could really alter there. Everything else is going to be just play it out. Yay, Rockets winning. Look at this. They're the third seed. They're the fifth seed. They're the fourth seed. Look at this. James just had another triple-double. Woo, woo, woo. And then we're stuck with the same conversations we always have. Man, they just came up short. Man, James has got to take over more in the fourth quarter. Man, we do this every single year. And now... I don't see you can't flip a Dwight Howard. You can't flip you've done a Dwight Howard. You brought a Dwight Howard in. You brought a Chris Paul in. You brought a Russell Westbrook in. Now you're stuck. Russ's money ain't going to be easy to trade unless you're going to trade for another malcontent. Eric Gordon. Anybody taking Eric Gordon? What are you going to do? You can move James, and that's about it.
You don't sound like Thundersticks right now.
No, I'm surprised Chuck said that. You could have said
you must
that
have
some
got
other
your steak
time,
already.
But not now.
Man, your bias has just leaked through.
Yeah. John, you took off John.
He's talking to you now.
No, he's talking to you. Man. Man. Some sound like, oh, now someone's like, oh, give me that Man. Steak and now look.
Sound like data dredging to me, Lance.
Sounds like.
You're the worst.
Sounds like I gave you all that money and you decommitted.
Well, it happens.
That happens. Happens all the time. But what are you going to do now?
Yeah, were you going to report on yourself?
Yeah. I bribed him with that steak.
And he still was talking trash. Sorry.
Ingrate. 9:30 ESPN 97.5.
There's no payments. The kids are
Craig
starving.
Craig DeSerf.
College football players are starving.
Well, that's why they get the payments, so they stop starving.
They can't keep their weight up because everyone's starving to death because nobody's getting paid.
Well,
I know. I know who's not getting paid. University of Houston again.
Never.
Let's go. Talk about Craig DeSerf, though.
Craig DeSerf is the guy who right now has he has some unbelievable offers. Listen, I'm going to tell you about some deals, but I want you to keep this in mind. When it comes to your trade-in value, everybody is looking for pre-owned vehicles, and pre-owned vehicles that have low mileage on them are unbelievably coveted. And my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC, they are giving top dollar. So if that's you, you might want to think about getting into a brand new vehicle, whether it's a lease or a purchase. This could be right for you. And I'm going to tell you about what Chevrolet's doing. Right now, they have Texas Chevy Silverados, the 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Texas Edition. It's like the nicest one out there. $6,000 rebate on a brand new vehicle. What are you waiting for? Get your Chevy Silverado and drive around in style if you're a pickup fan. Chevy is your opportunity to get one of the finest built vehicles on the roadways. And General Manager Craig DeSerf and his team at Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC are going to make sure your car buying experience is a great one. They'll deliver the vehicle into Houston if you need. And I promise you, you're going to get more for your trade-in value. Chevy. Find new roads. Go to the website, LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. A lot of callers today. And how about these two? Want to talk Astros? For it was a while that we didn't have any, but now the people love to talk on the radio. Ocho is here. What's up, Ocho?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Just real quick comment on the Astros. I mean, we pretty much know how this is going to pan out. You know, the minute their bats return, the pitching will go to hell. I mean, it's just been that kind of year. It's 2020, and that's all I had to say on the Astros. But you all were talking about Justin Herbert earlier with the the incident with the quarterback. But here's the just a little bit of information here. You know, I'm a Kyler Murray fan. The receiver that Herbert threw the touchdown pass to was Jalen Guyton. Jalen Guyton was Kyler Murray's number one receiver at Allen High School, and he was on the first two of the three state championship teams. So just another example of a strong representation of Texas high school football in the NFL, and that's all I got.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm going to tell you, if yesterday was any indication, it was 6'5", 370, 6'8". I mean, it was two tight ends that are beasts that are going to big-time schools.
I mean, just in the state.
Just in the Houston area.
I mean, the Houston area. Going to big-time schools Texas, Texas A&M, Houston. We're keeping them in state?
No.
Baylor.
Auburn. Auburn got three. Who else? UNLV got a couple of guys.
It's a typical raid. UNLV?
UNLV. Huh. I don't know why the kid. I asked him, "Why are you going to UNLV?"
Oh wait, UNLV really just got a good coach.
He was like, "Man, I just liked it."
UNLV just got a really good coach.
Yeah, Wake Forest got no. They're not all staying in the state, but
Marcus Arroyo. That's right.
Alabama got one of our quarterbacks. It's formidable what we got here in the city of Houston. I can tell you that.
Alabama, is it Jalen Milroe? Now, I don't think he's a Houston guy, but I know he just committed there for this upcoming class. So that's a Texas quarterback. So
I don't know if this quarterback's going to be an athlete. I don't know.
Okay, but Alabama and Auburn came into Texas to get two big time quarterbacks. Jalen Milroe goes to Katy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was originally committed to Texas, decommitted, and then committed to Alabama.
Yeah. Well, Texas got that other kid, so.
Well, the 2022 kid.
Yeah.
So he was like, I'm out. So, yeah, the two big schools in Alabama got two big-time quarterbacks from the area.
We got five big-time quarterbacks here. I'm telling you, we got five or six. Dana got a kid from St. Thomas that's Maddox.
Yeah. Jalen Moreau with Tompkins, but it's, I guess, in Katy or around the area. But,
Yeah.
Houston is a place where everybody will come grab guys.
Yeah, he took them to the playoffs for the first time, I think. I'm pretty
sure. Are they a relatively new school, or have they just been back in football?
Yeah, relatively new.
Okay.
But they're, he's special. I'm telling you, we got some talent here. And speaking of University of Houston, they not playing again this week. So here's what happened. Seth is on the field with his team. The doctors come out and go, everybody, off the field. Off the field. Two coaches tested positive. I think it was the linebackers and the safeties coaches. So Danny said he got a call. Seth called him after he said, Seth looked so bad, man. He looked like he had it. He was so distraught. He was like, man, this sucks. This sucks. He wanted to play. Now,
they ducked him just like Baylor.
No, they didn't. This is legit. They had two of their coaches tested positive. Baylor didn't have one guy test positive.
Coaches don't play.
Coaches.
They're position coaches. Yeah. Were they coordinators or head coaches? Play the game. Run the cards.
No.
Position coaches? We're shutting down games because of position coaches?
Yeah, because the position coaches are the closest guys to the
defense coordinator?
To the players. No, even the coordinator stands up, doesn't get near players. Position coaches are on top of them.
Man, we're shutting down games because
they
were
wearing their masks.
Coaches.
Were they wearing masks? Those position coaches?
I don't know. Apparently not, because they got the Roni.
Do we know that if they got it from each other?
Might have in a meeting. What?
Dell's so proud of himself right now. He's laughing. He's laughing at himself.
He's in your territory.
Why? Because they're North Texas coaches?
That has nothing to do with it. They just asked the question. Do we know if they got it from each other?
We don't know. We don't know how it spreads, Del.
You know that, Del.
Del. He's...
I don't know.
That's the worst.
What are the ways that the Roni spreads?
The Roni spreads from droplets, okay?
So that's why I asked, do we know if those two coaches got it from each other?
Any games you like this weekend? Have you looked over the lines yet at college football?
You got any winners for us, Dell?
Excuse me?
You got any winners for us, Dell?
I don't bet, so why would I have winners for you?
What about Florida giving 14 at Ole Miss?
Ooh,
that's a lot of points.
It does feel like a lot for a road game. Road game. How many people
will
be there?
Does Lane turn that around really quickly?
Well, they weren't awful last year. They weren't good. What did they win, like 4 or 5 games last year? I don't think they're bold. Can they be a bold team with an SEC's heavy schedule? Or
Lane
schedule?
Did a nice
Probably
job
not.
Right away over it.
That's true. That was FAU, because of where they're based, gets a lot of kids that maybe the Power 3 in that state don't want. But he has access to a lot of talent, and that's a ready-made situation to turn it around. Ole Miss is a different story, though.
Yeah, you ain't playing. FAU ain't playing.
You're not playing
Florida.
You're not playing Conference USA opponents when you go to Ole Miss.
Yeah.
I don't think he turns it around quickly, particularly this year because it's SEC heavy. If I knew like he was playing out of conference a couple games, like he could get a couple wins, maybe sneak a couple SEC wins, maybe they make a bowl. It's gonna be rough. And starting off with Florida, that's one of your crossover opponents. The second best team in the West, in the East. I mean, that's rough.
That ain't a way to see you want to start. And Mississippi State. Look at the two of them starting. He's starting with LSU. Although
at least that's an in division game. So.
Well, but yeah, it's at LSU, and it's their 17-point. Listen, I don't know. I mean, is it the system? I know they got players, and the LSU just reloads because they got so much talent. But 17 is a lot of points to be given Mississippi State.
Well, I guess you have to consider, is Mississippi State going to be ready new system, new quarterback, all that, all those
LSU's
things.
new everything.
That's true.
LSU's probably going to be given extra juice
for last year
because I think it's impossible for the linebackers not to throw a little something in there. I just feel like
but Jamar Chase opted out. They have zero guys.
I feel like Mike Leach is more than likely going to have something ready. I think he's going to have something ready.
I'm going to tell you, I like the. I'm taking.
Yeah,
17.
I think he's going to have something ready now. You know, Miss State's been losing. They've been losing the NFL caliber talent. I have to study guys from Mississippi State every year. Cam Dantzler, they lost their top corner. They lost one of their pass rushers. They lost, I think, a linebacker last year, a safety. I don't know. Actually, I think they lost three of their defensive backs.
And they just brought in the Stanford quarterback, right? Did he win the job?
Yeah, KJ Costello is their starter.
He's their starter.
Yeah, Ole Miss.
I like Miss State too. Plus those points.
That's a new system, new coach. He didn't have time with them. Now they've had plenty. Well, I say that they've had plenty of time now. Well, I mean they've had 2 months.
That's
basically
true. They've had a longer camp than normal. Has LSU? We knew LSU got a lot of guys with their own earlier. Does that hurt their preparation? How many of those guys are going to be fully football ready to play, considering how much time they might have missed? That's another thing to take into account. If legit, they're like Odron said, almost their entire roster had it. When do those guys come back? Are they in football shape? 17 feels like a lot for a Miles Brennan first time as being the guy. A lot of new pieces. Mississippi, that's a lot of points. No real home field advantage. You'll have 25K in Tiger Stadium. I may side with Miss State in that one.
I'm siding with Mississippi State, too. I don't know. You got to prove it, LSU, before you're given 17 points. You got to prove it. 943 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk a little Boomer Naturals, Lance.
Let's talk about the mask with the nanosilver technology, the best in the business. Boomer Naturals, one of the reasons that people gravitate to Boomer Naturals so frequently is because of not only the nanosilver, which helps to prevent the droplets from getting in there and, everything that it does with the aerosol. It also is comfortable. It fits well. They've got like a kind of a wire fitting that you can fit around your nose so that you can secure it, which a lot of these masks don't. They're really loose at the top. Doesn't do you any good. They've got sizes for adults, teens, and children. So it's not a one size fits all. They've got different sizes and they have them in stock ready to ship to you now. Now, if you use the promo code SportsMap, they're going to drop 20% off of your order when you go to BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code SportsMap. And if you spend at least $50, you're going to get the shipping and handling absolutely free. Don't forget, you can also head into CVS to get your Boomer Naturals masks as well. Nano Silver technology, they've got them with neck gaiters as well. Check out the website for all the great protection you're going to get from BoomerNaturals.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Our Canes look good this week. I just took them.
You took our Canes again?
I'm going to need you two to stop saying our Canes.
Our Canes, minus 11.
I don't like it. I don't like the attention you guys are giving to them. No. I know what'll happen.
Hey, against Florida State? Florida State blows.
Well, that's true, but Jerry Bowe hit me up earlier about...
Yeah, but they're going to be hyped for the game.
Yeah, it's a rivalry. So what?
It's a rivalry game. Or rivalry games aren't just easy.
Stop. Yeah.
They're terrible.
They're not good, but so what? That's never really mattered 11. As far as this is concerned.
Gave 11. Our Canes better come through or guess who's going to catch it on Monday.
I don't care. As long as my team wins, I don't care if you lose money. I've never cared about your money.
Yeah. Well, guess what? They better cover 11.
I hope
they'll catch it like Baylor caught.
You know what I hope happens? I hope Miami wins comfortably. Let's say they're up by 18. Florida State, you know what? Last second touchdown. Because they're really trying hard. That's what I hope happens.
Is that what you hope happens? Okay. All right. Let's get Charles in here. What up, Charles?
What's up?
Hey. How you doing, Charles?
What's up, man?
Yeah, so the NBA playoffs. How do you think about the Heat? Do you think the Celtics are going to pull it off somehow? Or what do you think is going to go on there?
No. Heat will win. Celtics are gone.
How old is Charles, do you think?
Ask him.
He's on the phone.
Charles,
ask him.
Charles, what, how old are you?
You're not going to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how old are you? You're not going to get in any trouble. You don't have to be 18 to call, but how old are you?
I'm 16.
16?
Are you tired?
Are you stoned?
Yeah.
No, not stoned. But you do sound tired. Are you tired, Charles?
Yeah, I just woke up.
All right, let me ask you a question.
And you just woke up and called and said, what do you think about the Heat? Are you, you got
did you stay up? Did you stay up for the game?
Yeah.
Are you, which, who do you like out of those two teams?
I mean, I like the Heat, but sometimes I just feel like they're like the Nuggets, you know? They come back and then they could blow it, or I don't know. It's just,
I want the Celtics to win because they're plus 2,000 to win the title. Let me ask you this question. Where do you, like, are you doing online learning right now, or did you just drop out of school?
Oh, no. I don't have school today.
You know, how do you not have school today?
Today's Thursday.
My house is flooded, so I can't do online.
Your house is flooded?
House, is it flooding now? It's in the middle of the flood?
Well, it depends on where he lives, right?
Where do you live?
Hold on. Did your house flood?
Well, yeah, it flooded. And then whenever it flooded, so it flooded, and then now we don't have internet, but I have, like, 5G, so I can call and stuff.
Nice. So you're calling Sports Talk Show. That's good.
So, you don't have
I want to listen.
Hold on, what'd you say?
I want to listen.
Yeah,
I want to listen to the sports stuff, you know?
Yeah, that's good.
No, I know.
That's good.
So you don't have to lie because your teacher's not listening right now. He's in class.
He doesn't mean he's lying.
He's not lying.
He told you why.
He said he doesn't even have internet.
I ain't buying that whole flood thing.
I buy it. Yeah. People's house is flooded.
There was definitely flooding in some. Where do you live? Like what area?
Clear Creek.
Where?
Clear Creek. You mean in Leak City?
Yeah.
What part of Leak City do you live in? Because I live there too.
And there was, did you have any flooding there, Del?
Well, there are different parts. It does. Some parts don't flood. Some do. So I'm asking, which, you don't have to say the neighborhood, but you live off 96.
Yeah, I live in the bad part. You know, like all the flooding. Whenever Harvey hit, our house got completely destroyed.
Look, he's ringing true to me because off of 96, it did get flooded a lot there, but didn't get flooded in my neighborhood. So. Parts of Leak City did flood last
time. So I've got a 16-year-old son who listens to a lot of, he didn't listen to sports talk, but he watches a lot of shows and all this stuff. Like, where do you get your sports information from?
Oh, I watch ESPN, and then on my way to school and stuff, back in the day, I always listened to this. So
You listen to
back
us?
Back in the day.
When
16.
Then nowadays, like after school, I listen to it on, like, the radios and stuff.
Yeah.
You don't watch anything? My son watches he has Instagram account where he follows a lot of basketball stuff. He watches a ton of stuff on his phone. You don't watch shows or you don't watch anything on your phone?
Oh, no. I mean, yeah, I watch, like, Cobra Kai, stuff like that.
Oh, Netflix. But that's not.
Netflix,
but
yeah.
Not sports stuff.
Yeah.
So you're getting all your sports
from Last Dance, you know.
He watches Docs.
Yeah. So you're not watching like sports videos and stuff. Do you have a fantasy football team?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you really do sound tired.
You sound tired.
What made you want to, like, you woke up and you just woke up and you just dialed the show? That's awesome.
Well, he probably stayed up watching the game.
How do you listen to the show?
I stayed up, watched the game, and then afterwards had to help, like, clean up the house and stuff.
Hold on, your house actually really flooded?
Yeah, I believe him.
So, So can you go slosh around in it? I want some proof.
No, you don't have to give the bad man proof, Charles.
Yeah.
Don't worry about him.
Don't slosh. Hopefully they can't slosh around.
Yeah. Charles, we appreciate you tuning in.
Yeah, Charles.
Thanks, Charles.
And yeah, we don't think
thanks for listening.
We don't think the Celtics are coming back. No.
No.
I do.
Well, one guy does.
I do. I hope.
But
I'm praying.
But
I'm
he's praying the bad
I would like for
back.
It to happen.
Because you bet on them?
No, just because Boston represents everything that's right with America. Racial
does?
Diversity. They have, you know. Yes,
just
Charles?
Like, think of Boston versus L.A. again, you know. That could be magic in the making, you know.
Yeah.
But, Charles, what do you think about LeBron playing his former team in Miami? Wouldn't that be really good, too?
It'd be, oh, man. I feel like if the Heat can pull it off, LeBron's going there, you know, like when his contract's up.
He's going back.
Oh, you think he would go back? Heard it here first.
Yeah. Well, Charles, thanks for the call. You sound really tired. I want you to get either back to sleep or maybe up, you know. But if you had to clean up the house, you stay up late. Well, we appreciate you listening and
keep listening, Charles.
And yeah, absolutely, 100%.
Thank you.
Move over, Captain Chompers. There's a new king in town. Call again, Charles.
Yeah, Charles, call back.
Absolutely.
Call
you
want.
All right.
Thanks, Charles. When your house
is cleaned up. Right after you do another one hitter.
No, he just got up.
He just got up.
He's just tired.
He's just tired. He was up all night cleaning the house.
Man, I don't know, man. I mean, who's going to win?
You feel bad he was up until like 2 cleaning his flooded house and you're making fun?
Yeah, John's a bad person.
God, you're bad. John 1, Raheel 2, Dell 3, me 4.
No, you are worse, too. You are worse than I am.
You guys
Lance.
Like
why are you hating on callers? He's got a meter. He's like, he's telling everyone that I'm smoking
weed.
He
does sound a little like Captain Chompers. He had a little Captain Chompers to him.
Captain Chompers is taking a turn, though. Yeah. Hopefully Charles doesn't take that
oh,
turn.
Oh, yeah, because he
no,
like,
not
crushed
me.
You.
He was at got after Lance.
Yeah,
Lance,
I like,
well,
I eventually blocked him. I'm like, Chompers, what? When did you get so aggressive? Oh, that's right. When you went to college and became a college football fan.
Yeah.
The angriest people on the planet.
You know,
well, college
go
football
ahead,
fans.
Say something bad about LSU football. See
you
what
know,
happens.
Oh,
to
my
you.
God. I couldn't even, like,
well,
take a step.
Know the game.
You know, he posts.
All you doubters.
You know, he posts on the message board.
Oh, 100%.
All you doubters. Hey, man.
He got a little aggressive.
Charles sounds like Johnny from The Outsiders on his deathbed talking to Pony Boy.
L.A. versus Boston has a chance to be magic.
I love Charles.
I
call
do,
back,
too.
Charles.
And I believe he had to clean up his house.
Yeah.
I'm starting to believe
I think
it, too.
He just did school.
No.
And you know what? I like Charles even more if he made that up.
No, I feel like he's a good kid who had to stay up late cleaning his house.
Yeah, and he loves sports.
I feel like he's a good kid, too. Just because you're ditching school don't make you a bad kid.
Hmm.
Okay?
Are you reliving
I was a good kid.
No, you weren't. No, you were not.
Ditched all the time.
You were not good.
D-Wayne is here. What up, D-Wayne? Hey, D-Wayne, what's going on, man?
What's going on, guys?
How's it going?
I'm all right. I just want to get y'all's take about Deion Sanders being hired on at Jackson State.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get y'all's take on that.
I think it's awesome. And did you see his... did you get to watch his entry when they had the marching band and he came and they drove up with him and his wife? Did you get to see that?
I didn't see it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
Oh,
so the marching band plays. They're in like a tunnel underneath a stadium or whatever. The marching band plays. Deion comes up in like an escalator or something like that. He's not driving, but they have a driver, and he gets out of the car. There's like two people, other people get out of the car, and then Deion gets out of the car. And his wife gets out of the he's doing well there.
Yeah.
No, Deion and his wife get out of the car. I think it's fantastic
think
that
it's
an HBCU gets someone like Deion. I think the 5-star basketball recruit that's going there. I think these are all very good for the HBCU. I'd love to see that get stronger. And Deion, I don't know if you've kept up with Deion at all. He really is into coaching, and he's really into – and here's the thing, though. Don't expect him to be a quote-unquote players coach in terms of babying guys. Deion is very anti that.
I'm going to tell you
very.
This. If I'm picking between nothing from nothing, Prairie View or Texas Southern or Southern or any of the other schools, I'm going to get attention because I'm going to play for Deion. I'm going to be on TV
You think
Deion's
so?
Going to be absolutely. And I'm going to be coached by Deion Sanders.
But what TV? You got to have a TV contract.
Oh no! So you both they can they those ESPN, schools
yeah ESPN
SWAC schools
U.
are on TV.
Yeah,
too.
You see them sometimes, but not a ton.
Well, but if they're going to pick up a SWAC game, guess what they're going to pick up?
Well,
Deion.
If they're playing in the spring, there won't be a lot of college football on in the spring. So we'll be seeing plenty of SWAC games on in the spring.
Yeah, and you're going to see and if you have a choice of any of them, you're going to pick Deion first.
Well, I mean, there are other factors. But yes, Deion would be an attractive thing for a kid.
No. TV.
Oh, TV.
For
yeah.
TV.
Yeah, you want to see
TV. Of all the schools, Deion.
That's true.
And you know what? So if I'm a kid, man, I'm going to get some attention. I'm going to play for Deion.
Yeah, and I think they, because of the COVID stuff, I think the SWAC will be playing in the spring. So there'll be a lot of opportunity to see Jackson State on. And then, obviously, subsequently, when they're back to the normal and the fall stuff, Deion's teams will be probably first choice then, too.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's great. I think it's a wonderful hire. I think Deion will do. I think he'll win there, Deion. You know, because he's going to get good players.
Yeah, I don't know if his staff's completely built out, so we'll see what that looks like too. Maybe he'll get some big name former players who've maybe been coaching at some level. Maybe he'll bring them on too. So who knows? That might be an all-star staff of coaches, just maybe inexperienced ones trying to make their way.
All right, Byron and Rob, you guys are first up. Just a quick break. Lance, beat it.
Get out of here, Lance.
Lance, beat it. We don't need you around here.
No picks for you, Lance.
Yeah, beat it.
Rudest show in the country.
Okay. What I want to talk about is mybookie.ag, promo code radio. If you're looking for the best way to bet and get paid, and the site is excellent, and there's everything. I'm on it right now, as a matter of fact, and I just made a bet on Miami. I just took Miami. It's so easy. While I'm doing the show, I'm just picking games, okay? So this happens. This happens during the show. That's how easy it is. It's easy to navigate. And oh, by the way, when you take a look at all of the things that you can bet on, it's silly. All the prop bets, in-game, live betting, casino, racing, everything you could possibly want. And it's a smorgasbord, and you will love it. You'll love the site. You'll love that. When they'll double your initial deposit. You put in 100, they'll double it. You put in 1,000, they'll double it. Whatever you put in that initial deposit, they'll double it, and you got that much more to play with. Go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. You play, you win, they pay. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.